Dan Solway is a name you might hear a fair bit more about. A very impressive young cricketer who, on the weekend, on the last Sheffield Shield game against South Australia for New South Wales, made a century on debut. If you don't mind, I want to talk to him about it. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dan. Congratulations.
Morning. Thanks very much.
Now, going into the game, you played a lot of under-23s for New South Wales. You played a second 11 game in late September, I think it was, and where you made 195 not out. Going into the game, once you were selected, what was it like being out there in a Shield game, in the first-class game?
Oh, it was absolutely unreal. Like, it was something, you know, I had to pinch myself. I was saying to the boys, like, when I batted with Nev, there was replays coming up on the screen and stuff, and it was just, like, I've never played a game. You know, things like that happened, so it was... Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
So not only do you get picked for New South Wales and play a Shield game against South Australia, you're bat number three, you're batting first, you're bat number three and you're in at 1 for 8. How are you feeling?
Pretty nervous, to be honest. you know, it's one of those things, you just sort of, I know your muscle memory switches on and you've been in that situation quite a few times before and that sort of takes over once you've played your first ball, but... walking out to bat, very nervous and, excited at the same time.
Ended up 133 not out, Rammer. Carried the bat all the way through from that point in time.
Dan, how confident were you? Because you've made a lot of runs at the tier below. Were you confident going into the game that you were ready for it?
I mean, like, you're always nervous and sort of, I was, you know, not slightly confident at the same time. Like, you sort of back your skills that, you know, you've been doing... you know, for quite a period of time. So, you know, and I'd faced quite a few of those bowlers in second 11. So there was a little bit of confidence there, but it's still at that next level. And, you know, you never know until you get out there and get the opportunity.
Was there a moment or was there a shot where you thought, yeah, I can get a big score today?
I think when I got to about 28 not out, I was batting with Noe, and I said to him, like, I don't remember a run up to this point. and then sort of from there, it was just basically batting it as usual in the four-day games kind of thing. You know, it kind of, you know, felt at home from that point. But, the first 28 runs, I don't remember much.
It's a tough setup, New South Wales cricket, because there are so many good players and it's hard to get an opportunity. How do you... remain positive and not get frustrated because there are so many good players in the setup?
I think our depth is, you know, one of the most exciting things about New South Wales cricket, and that's what I think allows you to develop your skills, like being able to face or train with those guys that play at that level, and the competition for spots really drives you to make sure you're, you know, doing everything you can and to ensure that you have to perform at your best. You know, to get a spot in the side, and you know, it really drives. You know, we drive each other, I think.
Yeah, because we had Henry Hunt plays for South Australia. You've just played against South Australia. He's one that's come from New South Wales, and he looks a really good player. And again, just someone that was starved of opportunity. Tell us a little bit about the setup in New South Wales. Why do so many good players come through the system?
I think our premier cricket. Where, you know, we have to score a lot of runs to get that opportunity in second 11, is very strong. And that pathway where week in, week out, you're versing such quality opposition, you have to perform against those players. And that really, you know, drives, I guess, makes players develop as batters and bowlers and be ready to go for that next level.
Who have been your heroes along the way, Dan, and your teenage years, your formative years in the world of cricket? Who do you want to be like?
Oh, I think when I was a kid, Brad Haddin, I used to keep when I was younger. So Brad Haddin was one that I always looked up to. And then, you know, coming through as like Steve Smith have obviously been very impressive. So,
Not only do you play cricket for New South Wales, you also work at Cricket New South Wales. What do you do there?
Yeah, so I'm the cricket manager for Canterbury Bankstown, so a lot of my role is with grassroots cricket in Canterbury Bankstown, which is, it's actually the area where I've grown up, and I play club cricket for Bankstown, so it's, you know, I really love my job, and it's great to be able to sort of introduce kids to cricket. A lot of them have never played before, and to sort of show them the game that I love and that's given me so much, I really enjoy my job.
Well, you seem to be doing it pretty well on debut. What was the conversation like with the coaches afterwards? I mean, it's tough to sort of repeat that every time you get out there. 133 not out. How do you back up against WA this week?
It's one of those things. After the game, it was just about taking it all in, and I guess trying to enjoy the moment when it comes. And the coaches were very happy, so it was really good, and we just see how it goes, play year, go from there, I guess.
Just the next ball, mate. Just worry about the next ball. It's all you got to do.
Yeah.
As you know, you've been doing it very, very well for a long time now. We wish you the best of luck for the future. It's nice to see some young talent coming through and having such an impact early doors in their Sheffield Shield career. Go well on Monday against WA.
Perfect. Thanks very much for having me. Cheers. Good.